this point. He said that you guys have done a really good job, he felt, of playing as a five-man, or even when you include goaltender, six-man unit. There, is this one of the best that you've seen from the Jets group in doing that, at least early on in the season?
Yeah, we're on the same page, I think, especially early in the year. You see connected all over our room. I think we have a connected team. We've had to grind a certain way to stay in games throughout the season. And when we're in tough spots on the ice and maybe behind in a game, or we're not moving the puck as well as we'd like to, I think there's a real comfort level that all the guys have with each other that, we're still going to fight through it and grind through it. And typically when you do that, more often than not, you're going to give yourself a chance to win.
Is buying into that so early on? I mean, there's so many new faces compared to what we saw last season. Just to have everyone buy into that connected, grinding mentality.
Well, it didn't go easy for us to start, and our training camp was real indicative of that. Every time we hit the ice, I think we had a real simple plan that we were going to battle. We were going to compete really hard every single time we were on the ice, and started doing that a little bit in training camp, and when the season started, it was still there, but we still had to kind of figure each other out and figure our game out. And I think there's a lot of guys with a chip on their shoulder here, whether not getting an opportunity to play the minutes in years past or in a different organization and didn't get an opportunity, and now giving an opportunity to take on a bigger role, and guys are embracing that. And I think it's been enjoyable so far, having everyone kind of pulling on the same rope.
It seems, and winning obviously always helps, but it seems like guys are having fun out there for it. But the feeling around?
Well, yeah, winning's fun, but I think our group, has come to the rink with a good mindset this year. Whether it's been a tough night the night before or whatever happens, I think we've come in, looking to get better, looking to, have good practices, have good games, have good morning skates every time we're on the ice, looking to improve and play well. And, like I said, when you have a group of guys, there's obviously going to be a lot of different personalities and a lot of different guys playing different roles. But when there's an investment from everyone, that there isn't a guy doing his own thing or a couple of guys doing their own things, when everyone's, in the fight with each other every night, whether you win, lose, or draw, that's a fun thing to be a part of.
The attention that is when you've got Detroit here tonight, what does Paul talk to you guys about being an Eastern Conference club? First time you see them, obviously, and they haven't had the wins that they would have liked this year to this point.
Yeah, I think they had a little bit of a break before their last game and kind of reinvested themselves. And, I think we thought their game against Pittsburgh was a real good game, a lot of compete. So they're going to be real competitive, obviously trying to turn their season around. When you haven't had the wins or the bounces go your way, there's going to be a level of compete to try to get things right. And certainly that's going to be, for us as well. That's what our game's built on. And anything short of that, it doesn't matter what the other team's record is. We're not going to give ourselves a chance. So we come to every game with that mindset, and hopefully we bring it tonight.
Just one other one. You've seen a lot of young guys over the years. Have you seen a more positive kid than Eric Comrie come into a room?
He's not many bad nights for comms, and he's a guy that everyone really liked around the room, and everyone's really been rooting for him. This will be the first time since I've known him that nobody's rooting for him, so we're obviously excited for him to get an opportunity, and hopefully he can stick there, but hopefully we can make it tough for him tonight.